The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Most of us were taught to run from bees. Now, more and more of us are raising them.
Let's go find some bees.
More after this. You've heard about the bee shortage, I'm sure. Bees are essential to pollinating crops, but the trouble is they've been dying off in places like Southern California. It's been happening for nearly 10 years now. But the good news for the bees, as CBS's Ben Tracy found out, is that there are people like Paul Hakimian and his two boys.
Some people have dogs, cats, maybe a salamander.
Sure.
Why bees?
They're my pets, and I treat them as pets.
Do you think bees are misunderstood?
Yes, they're as friendly as can be.
When Paul's 7-year-old son Lucas found a beehive in the backyard, instead of calling the exterminator, Paul called Honey Love, a group that teaches urban beekeeping. Now, they're his pets.
Bees don't seek out to sting humans. They don't. They're busy collecting pollen. They're doing their job. Busy as a bee, right?
And it's catching on. Eric Musson studies bees at the University of California, Davis.
Many times I used to go to meetings where I would travel a long distance to talk to about 8 people, and I'd say, oh, man. Now I can go to that same group, and there'll be as many as 180 in the room.
All that remains is to make sure it's all legal, which is why Paul Hakimian went before the L.A. City Council to support a pro-bee ordinance.
And I urge you guys to vote yes on this measure and let the bees be.
No question, what Paul's doing is helping with the bee shortage. Although that may be a tough sell for the neighbors, considering Paul has about 50,000 bees in his Santa Monica backyard. But as Ben Tracy found out, the worst part isn't the bees. The worst part is the puns.
They are behaving pretty well, considering we just opened up their door. Mm-hmm.
Did you say behaving?
Oh.
That should be illegal. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.